Moines.
Radio Moment.
When it comes to benchmark features, there's one that ruled. Shops, offices, hairdressers, building sites all came to a halt as this tune rang out across the nation each morning.
It's an hour tune which will warm your heart, and the story is from Moira Holt, who lives in Rickmansworth in Herts, where the electricity comes from. And her story begins as follows. When she was a mere 13 years old, wearing her school uniform, she had a Saturday job, and all the staff were nice, but there was one fella who was rather special.
The number of letters per week to our tune was just phenomenal. I mean, what's a pile this big? I mean, we're talking about, 200 letters a week of different stories coming in. It's a very fine process picking out the letters because, obviously, it's rife for people taking the mic. You know, people would actually flick fake tears onto them to make them look real.
He'd wander around the studio and embroider it so the stories go, why not? It's theatre. But one thing about our tune is that a great brand, and he kept on doing it. Just plugged away at it, and he's still getting employed to do it on cable shows.
It's just lovely to be able to look back. I just have good memories, really, of listening to Simon Bates. We love you.
Our tune, delivered by Simon Bates, which began this week 40 years ago. The first song chosen, by the way, was Honey by Bobby Goldsborough.
And I surprised her with a puppy.
The backing track for Simon for those Daily Tales, of course, was the theme from Romeo and Juliet. But the feature evolved over time, and I gather the early voiceover track was this. Happy 40th anniversary to Our Tune. Some of the greats in radio are fired from time to time, and this week, famously, 50 years ago, it happened to Kenny.
Finally, Mrs. Mary Payton, wife of the Transport Minister, has passed her advanced driver's test first time. She's been driving more than 30 years, but says she was spurred on to take the test by her husband's appointment.
She only passed because she crammed a fiver in his hand. I know these people.
Well, about 2 days later, I got a telephone from the third floor of Broadcasting House saying, "Well, Kenny, it's time for the parting of the ways." Poor little Kenny, fired by the giant, and I sat on the end of the bed with my wife, Lee, and she patted me on the head, and I looked all dejected and sorry for myself, and all these fabulous pictures hit the front page the next day, and there was nothing happening in the world, nothing, nobody got shot, nothing, so I got the front pages of everything. BBC, BBC, sacks little Kenny, ah.
The driving debacle, seen as the catalyst to Kenny's sacking, but as Johnny Beerling, the controller of Radio 1 at the time, always explains, wasn't quite as simple as that, really. Kenny Everett, of course, turned up later, very shortly afterwards, on BBC local radio, thanks to buccaneering local radio managers who ignored the wishes of their bosses.
They're putting me on Radio Bristol for 4 hours at £12.10 an hour.
Do you feel bitter about this, the demise, your last demise from Radio 1? Do you still feel sorry about that? And if you do, don't you feel, that you've been in some way browbeaten into coming back because this is the only outlet in radio in this country, the corporation?
I don't feel strange about my dismissal. It got a hell of a lot of publicity. I've never been in the Daily Mirror more in my life. Now I look upon Radio Bristol as a cuddly little radio station that I'll be able to groove on.
Radio Bristol is the sexiest station in the West.
Kenny Everett on Radio Bristol. He did, of course, make his way back to network radio eventually. Here's a cutting, actually, from 1971, which is headlined, BBC Forgives Ken. And it says, disc jockey Kenny Everett, sacked from Radio 1, is being given another chance by the BBC. Mr. Everett, 28, will be heard in Richard Baker's Start the Week on Radio 4. The BBC said last night,
they're virtually self-contained 10-minute programmes with a comedy element. Ken is recording them in his own studio. If his offerings work out, there could be more programmes for him.
There we are. The ever-prescient BBC. In 1978, just about every industry was hit by industrial action, including radio.
This is LBC 261 medium wave and 97.3 VHF. Owing to an industrial dispute, normal services on both LBC and Independent Radio News have been suspended for the time being. We hope to resume our regular programming as soon as possible.
Hello, this is Dickie Arbiter bringing you the good news that the industrial dispute at LBC is now over and that there'll be an IRN news bulletin every hour on the hour from midnight tonight.
We anoraks love those days, the chance to hear station jingles in full. Industrial action at LBC and IRN this week, 42 years ago. 1969 now, and who's this turning up at Radio 1?
A pretty potent pop package. A sensation never ending. If I wanted to go mad, I'd describe it as tautromosophical, but I won't do that. I'll merely say that it is an incredible new record. If you listen to the words, it's lovely, and it's back to the old birds with a chestnut met. Oh, yeah, I will have a cup of coffee. Yes, please, I would like a cup of coffee, yes. A little bit of milk, please. You sure that's not pale ale? Oh, let's have a request. Why not? For Janis Coulson and
Noel Edmonds, who initially worked in the Sound Trails department and later filled in on Radio 1 before getting a regular show and then breakfast. So with the Today programme messing things up 16 years ago...
Watching the anniversary unfold was our parliamentary correspondent, Robert Orchard.
First class, galley flight attendant and our purser's been stabbed. And we can't get a good copy.
Attitude.
That was the wrong tape. Stand on. That wasn't Robert Orchard.
So, what are we going to try and get Robert Orchard? Let's see. This is exciting. No Robert Orchard.
Sing a song.
Right. Well, in that case, we can't go...
The first Radio 1 Roadshow, 47 years ago. The birth of the Sonovox effect, 81 years ago. Radio North Sea closing amidst jamming 50 years ago.
No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war.
And the death of Marconi 83 years ago.
Fin dal 1895.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.